Hi, everyone. Today we are looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 to 13. Working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "In a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance and afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left. Through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise, we are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold, we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart is open wide. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted in your own affections. In return, I speak as to children, widen your hearts also." So here in this passage, it's pretty much all of the major themes of 2 Corinthians are evident right here. It's Paul's just relationship here with the church, Paul and his companions, especially at the end of this passage, where he's just asking them to widen their hearts, to open up their hearts to him. And then also just in here, we see this, like the list of, especially in verses 4 and 5 here, just all the difficulties and struggles that Paul and his friends had been through. But it's the afflictions, hardships, calamities, riots, all those things that are listed here. And in here though, we also see like how he was able to endure. It's by patience, purity, the Holy Spirit, right? The love of Jesus within them. Right? And as we focus on this passage, I would invite you to just take some time to just kind of read through this on your own a few times. It's not so much to talk about here like in a theological or devotional sense, as except for instead that it's something that we should ponder or keep on reading over and just thinking about this. This is what Paul and his companions, what they considered to be just what it means to be a servant, right, is to go through all these things, to endure all these things, and in the midst of this, to be like people who are full of joy, who know that they possess everything, who know that they are known by God, that know that they are loved, right? And they do all this, right? They endure all this for the sake of worshiping God and loving his people, loving the church. And there's so much, if we continue to read through this passage over and over again, that we'll just be challenged by it, because the heart here, it's not so much as like, this is a pastoral heart, which it is, or not so much like, you know, this is how to suffer and endure, although that's kind of what it is. What we get out of this passage is that Paul and his friends, they're showing us that in their lives, that they're sold out completely to follow Jesus. This is what it is. When he says we commend ourselves in every way, that's almost like ironic the way he's saying that. He's saying like commending ourselves, right? That's been a theme throughout this whole, through most of 2 Corinthians, where like trying to prove themselves, Paul proving his own apostleship or leadership. And his commending of himself is this, is that, hey, we are enduring all of these things. And yet in the midst of all of this, as especially when I focus on verse 10 here, is like sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing everything. His proof, if you will, his commendation, their commendation of themselves, is that they're people completely sold out for Jesus, filled by Jesus, loved by Jesus, living for Jesus. So I just want to encourage us this morning, take some more time, read through this passage today, and let's pray for ourselves. Let's really pray that we can live this out at least in part, right? Like it feels like almost too high of a thing, but let's pray that our desire, that our hearts would be to be as people who strive to live for Jesus with all that we have. So with that, let me simply just close this in prayer then. God, we thank you for this example of Paul and his friends. And Lord, it's a challenge to us, Lord. We don't want to go through afflictions and hardships, calamities and all these things. But Lord, I pray that you'll give us endurance in this season. Help us to experience and know just your love, Jesus, your power within our lives. And that as we experience that, Lord God, I pray that we can be always rejoicing. Know that we have everything that we need. And that we can be people who make many rich in the treasures of your kingdom and your love, God. Lord, we want to be like sold out for you. We want to have our lives be completely for you, but it's hard for us. So help us, God. I pray that you'll continue to work on our hearts, draw us near to you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Help us to love you more. In your name we pray. Amen.